So we've been discussing the halachas of Bishul. We spoke about the din of Shia, of leaving food on the fire from before Shabbos. Chazara, we went through the different conditions of how and when is the mutzah to return food that was taken off the fire on Shabbos. And also we spoke about warming up food on Shabbos. And then different other isurim that Chazal attached to Bishul. There's another din which is called Kiruv Bishul. Included in the Isser Torah of Bishul is not just when I put the pot on the fire, but if the pot is already on the fire, but if I do anything that will cause it to cook quicker, that's also included in this Isser Bishul. So if let's say I have a pot of food which is not fully cooked, and I take the cover off the pot to see whether it's fully cooked or not, and now I realize that the chalent's not fully cooked, and I cover the pot, which is to keep the heat in it and to cook quicker, that's also on Shabbos, that's part of Bishul. Same thing is if, let's say, I left food in the oven. From before Shabbos, I left it in the oven. And I want to use some of that food Friday night. And some I'm going to leave there for Shabbos morning or for later on in the Suda Friday night. And it's not fully cooked, to close the door of the oven will be an Issa of Kiruv Bishul, because I'm trapping the heat in, it's going to cook quicker. That will be an Issa of Kiruv Bishul. Bringing the pot closer to the fire on the blech, where it could cook quicker, that's all included in the Issa of Kiruv Bishul, of bringing it closer and quicker to get cooked. There's another Issa over here, which is called Hagasa. Hagasa means stirring. Now, when you have a pot of food, and I stir the food, it could help it cook quicker also. So if it's not fully cooked, it's also to stir the food that's in the pot, whether it's on the fire or even if it's off the fire. If it's still yatz leather, it's still very hot, it's possible that by you stirring it, you could cause something that's not cooked yet to get cooked. Now, there's a chiddush over here, which we paskin as a chumrah, we paskin like this, that this din of Hagasa is not only when it's not fully cooked, but there's also an issa to stir the food in the pot even though it's fully cooked. Normally we say once it reaches the point of fully cooked, there's no more bishul. Ain bishul acha bishul, like we learned about earlier. Once it's cooked, it's cooked. But over here, there's a separate issa of stirring the food in the pot even though it's fully cooked. Where do we apply this issa? So when the pot of food is on the fire, we hold that even though it's fully cooked, you're not allowed to stir the food in the pot on the fire. Not only that, there's also issa drabanan to take food out of the pot, to scoop food out from the pot while it's on the fire. Possibly, maybe because there's a small barley over there or some small part of the food that wasn't yet fully cooked. And now it will get cooked by me taking the food out when I'm stirring it by taking it out. Or it could be the mixing itself gives it a certain taste, or it's part of the cooking process. But bottom line is that you're not allowed to stir it or take food out while it's on the fire. When I take the pot of food off the fire and it's fully cooked, so the minig is also not to stir it in this klirishin. It's a chumrah, but we don't stir it in the klirishin. But to scoop out, that you could do. You could pour out from the pot, or you could scoop out from the pot when it's off the fire. That's the din of, this is the din of Hagasa. Now, there are two exceptions to this. One exception is if it's a pot of water. Let's say sometimes you have these urns, these hot water urns. Especially there are some that work with a pump to pump the water out on Shabbos. You can't use electricity. And the pump usually breaks after a while. So you want to just open the top and take a ladle and scoop out the water. So here you have the water's on the fire, the heating element, it's there. By water, there's no din hagasa. By water, you can scoop out the water, even though it's a pot of hot water on the fire itself. Also, if we're talking about something which is one like a solid thing, like a kugel. So over there also there's room to be makel. Because over there I could see clearly if it's fully cooked or not. And also by a solid thing like a kugel, there's no stirring. So then I could cut off a piece of the kugel and take it out. But otherwise, if we're talking about a chalent or even a soup with vegetables, would have the din of hagasa. And like we said, just to sum it up, that while it's on the fire, we don't stir it or scoop out of it. When it's off the fire, then one could take out with a ladle, with a spoon, but we don't stir it until it gets into the next kli. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos. Yeah.